There it is, CSX. Big Jim's House, Sticks and Mr. Roboto, 804. We'll get to Dennis Young in just a second. 2 degrees right now. 15 for a high today. Close to 40 tomorrow. Maybe 50 on Sunday with a slight chance of showers. Dennis Young's going to be in town tomorrow night. He's at MGM Grand. He's doing the 40th anniversary of The Grand Illusion, so he's going to do that album in its entirety as well. Plus all the music of Sticks. Now, the reason we played Mr. Roboto, the biggest reason that we've always heard for the past 20 years, and it's 20 years ago that he left Sticks, that was artistic differences between him and James Young and Tommy Shaw. The JY and them wanted to rock, and it was always the story that Dennis DeYoung wanted to go more Mr. Roboto, kind of the theatrical big numbers. Remember the video where they were all like, silver and
craziness,
stuff?
Craziness, yeah.
Okay, so we asked him about this because now Styx, without Dennis DeYoung, are actually out on the road playing Mr. Roboto for the first time in 20 years. So when Styx goes on stage now, when they did Mr. Roboto, was that a peace offering to you, or would you consider that maybe justification that you were right back then? I don't know if we're even at a point now to discuss it 20 years later, right and wrong.
Well, I think it certainly wasn't a peace offering, because they've made that clear in every interview. Oh, no, we don't want him back. Oh, my God. And but listen, people love Mr. Roboto. Millions of people love it, you know. And so when we first did it, it was really one song in our doggone career, and it was behind a concept album. And some of the hardcore, what I would call the proggy guys, you know, the people who love The Grand Illusion and Pieces of Eight, and I don't blame them. I love them, too. When they heard that, they thought, you know, that what happened to Styx? Where'd they go? And they went off the deep end. But really, the deep end brought in a whole, as Jay White has said in many interviews, he was, I guess he stands corrected now, that, a whole new a group of fans have came along with Kilroy and loved that song and stuck with the band. So, you know, it's difficult sometimes. The real reason behind all that nonsense was, we made an album. We tried something very different. It was my idea. So, you know, if you don't like it, blame me. If you liked it, I have something to do with it. But really, what really hurt the band at that time was Tommy. During that tour, the Kilroy Was Here tour, quit the band at the height of Styx's popularity. And he went off to pursue a solo career for almost 4 years.
Right.
And I didn't want to go on without him.
There you go. I'd never heard that angle on it before. If you want to hear the rest of it, it's a pretty damn interesting interview with Dennis DeYoung. He's always fun. He was even singing to us at one point, wasn't he?
He was singing Lady, which I thought was pretty cool.
They belted it out. Do you want to hear it? We will text it to you. The link for our Housecast page, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword there is...
House.
That makes sense.